Once, about in a generation, there's a scientific announcement which really captures the public imagination. And one of these announcements, announcement by a team from Johnson Space Center and Stanford on their results on the search for past life on Mars. One of the team leaders is Dr. David McKay, who is visiting Australia at the invitation of the Australian Key Centre for Microscopy and Microanalysis in Sydney. We are delighted that he's been able to divert to Melbourne. In fact, I believe he's planning to spend the weekend here, much to the consternation of people in Sydney. But it's with pleasure that I invite Dr. McKay to tell us about the search for past life on Mars. David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm not sure whether you see the X-Files in Australia. Do we get X-Files here? Okay, you know that one of the favorite things on X-Files is a secret conspiracy that is working behind the scenes to do various things. And we actually, in NASA, get accused sometimes of being part of that conspiracy, of covering up things and of plotting things, to strange things to happen. So when I came into to Sydney on Monday, as soon as I was here, a Russian Mars spacecraft threatened to fall out of the sky and contaminate us all with plutonium. And I want to deny that NASA had anything to do with that at all. That is not part of the conspiracy. In fact, I think it might be the other way around, because not only did that disrupt my lecture tour by blocking the roads and but by causing a lot of press attention, but President Clinton, of course, came the next day, and he blocked the roads and closed the airports, and so I found it hard to get to Canberra then. And then tonight I find that I'm in competition with Michael Jackson. So there's some deep conspiracy going on here. All right, what I'd like to do is go through some lines of evidence that led us to the conclusion that there may be early life on Mars, and I want to go through some of the thought processes, the reasoning that leads to that conclusion, and then I'll talk a little bit about some new material that's come out since the big publicity effort, and then I'll finish up with a few words about where we go from here. What do I think will happen next? Okay, this is the title of our paper, is published in Science in August, and I just want to indicate that this has been a team effort. We have three people here from Johnson Space Center. We have a bunch of people from Stanford, and then we have a Canadian and a Kentuckian here. And so it was kind of an international effort.